Welcome to Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner of the 43rd Legislative District in Lancaster County. Representative Greiner, welcome to another report to your constituents. This week, we'd like to begin by talking about the impending storm that's going to be coming down on us this weekend. There's a lot that people need to remember. This is our first big snowstorm of the year. Talk to us about the preparation that people need to make sure they have done.
Absolutely. You know, we've been somewhat in a lull here, and now winter is coming at its full force and probably will be here in the month of February and, as you said, this coming weekend. And there are a couple of things that I wanted to discuss. First of all, I think everybody needs to be made aware that they should have an emergency kit. It should include a flashlight, batteries, water, and some canned food. And the other thing that I think people often forget is they use their cell phone often. You want to make sure that you have that fully charged, definitely in preparation of a storm like this. Many people often try to operate generators indoors or in a garage or in a basement, and that is a no-no. You do not want to do that. You want to follow the manufacturer's instructions, and you know these portable generators, more and more people are starting to use, so follow the instructions carefully. And then, of course, outside your home, there could be a possibility with a heavy, wet snow of downed wires and even poles that could be damaged, and you absolutely want to stay away from them. Of course, everybody knows that if there's an emergency, please call 911. I will say that if you have downed power lines, PP&L encourages you to call them at 1-800-DIAL-PPL, 1-800-DIAL-PPL. And UGI, there's a lot of gas customers here in the area. Theirs is 1-800-276-2722. That's 1-800-276-2722.
And also, Representative, there's the folks that unfortunately are going to have to go out and drive. What are some of the driving tips that folks need to remind themselves of in this kind of weather?
We're in a hurry sometimes on bad weather. You need to get to your employer. You need to get somewhere. We actually have state laws on the books that helps keep Pennsylvania citizens safe on the roads. And drivers should be removing snow and ice from their vehicles. Under state law, in the event that snow or ice from your vehicle strikes a vehicle or person and causes death or serious injury, you could be fined. And I often see people not doing that. And I think it's important you do that because it obstructs the view of the person behind you. Under the state's move over law, and you've seen this too, motorists must move into the far lane of a highway when approaching a scene of an emergency responder or a police officer, maintenance workers, or tow truck drivers that are at work. State law also requires that vehicle operators turn on their headlights whenever windshield wipers are in continuous motion. There's more information on the PennDOT website at www.justdrivepa.org.
And finally, Representative, the other side effect of this is really cold weather, and some folks may have trouble keeping their heat on. Talk to us about the LIHEAP program.
The LIHEAP program is a program that helps individuals to apply for assistance with. It's a low-income house energy assistance program is what LIHEAP is, and it helps individuals and families pay their heating bills through home heating energy assistance grants, and it also provides crisis grants to help in the event of an emergency or a resident is in danger of losing their heat due to broken equipment or a lack of fuel or termination of utility service. So our office is here to help to assist those people who may need some assistance with their energy bills, and there are income eligibility guidelines, but they're more than welcome to contact my office. Our phone number here is 717-464-5285.
Representative Greiner, thank you for this informative report to your constituents, and tune in next time for a Legislative Report with your state representative, Keith Greiner.